Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the Psychic Medium, and we are about to embark upon an hour of what I like to call entertainment. Potato, potato, I don't know. Okay, so here we go. So first and foremost, I don't ever want anyone to get scammed. And so for every show moving forward, I'm going to remind people I will never reach out to you on social media and say, get a reading, you need a reading, yada, yada, yada. People are replicating our site, taking our stuff off of our site and creating whole new like YouTube channels and Instagram channels with our actual content and then telling you to pay them. Don't fall for that. I have Oh my gosh, someone is trying to talk to me so hard right now. Oh, just relax for a minute. I have one YouTube channel. All my Facebook, social media is, don't be scammed. I never reach out to anybody. If you want a reading or a hypnosis or a healing, you literally have to reach out to me and get that. Okay, so please don't be scammed. And, you know, I don't want anyone to be scammed, but worth off, I don't want anybody to get a shanky reading and then think I did that. That would, I think they are equally bad, like seriously equally bad. Hey, Raphael. I want to thank everybody who is on the YouTube chat. That would be Fawn and Heather and we've been talking for like 15 minutes with everybody. So here's, Raphael put a picture up, everybody. Raphael, Brazilian Poppy, put a picture up. I can't see it because it's like so tiny. Okay, so I want to start the show off with something, and hear me out. Hear me out. Hear this out. Let's roll with this to the end, and I want you to comment. I want you to tell me how you feel about this, okay? So it's about organ donation, and for 3 days, oh my goodness, all I've been hearing in my head is about organ donation and why can't we sell our organs? Now, hear me out. Hear me out. So we sometimes, you know, like they want us to put the donor sticker on our driver's license. So when we die, all of our organs get donated from our eyes to our, you know, kidneys to everything. Anything that is workable, they're going to take it and they're going to use it. However, now hear me out. The hospital, I believe, charges for that. Yeah, how do you get something for free and turn around and charge for it? It's kind of like goodwill, right? Like, are we literally goodwilling our organs at the end of our life? Start judging what I'm saying. Keep an open mind. Why can we only donate our organs? I'm going to say something. Don't click off. Just listen. If it's truly our body, our choice. And there it is. If it's truly our body, our choice, why can't we sell an organ if we want to? Do, 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 do. Come on, folks. If I know somebody who will pay me money for my kidney, part of my liver, I kind of like my eyes. I'm not going to sell my eyes. Just being honest, folks. Why can't we? I don't understand this. I don't understand how our laws work. our body. Why can't we do that? I don't want to sell any part of my body yet. Oh no, I might need to for a tank of gas pretty soon, but right now I'm okay. I'm okay right now, right? Hello. So why is that where we are right now in our world? It's okay for doctors and hospitals to charge for it and charge for the services of it, but we cannot. And if we could, how many people would be taken off of waiting lists? I don't know. I'm just saying, for 3 days straight, this has been up in my head. Spirit's been telling me to bring it to you live, and I'm bringing it to you live. Now, I have like 100 different things on our body and our choice that we could discuss, like so many different things. Like if it's, like for example, our hair, we can donate our hair to somebody who can turn around and make a wig and sell it for somebody who needs hair. Is it sinking in yet? Let me know when it hits you. Let me know when all of this, what I'm trying to say at you, what Spirit's trying to throw at you, are you catching it? Are you getting it yet? Are you? Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Let me know if you're there. Okay, so here's how the show works. We're going to go. Here we go. Okay, so throughout the show, I take callers. If you want to call in, you can call in 845-277-9131. I will answer a question, or I will give it to you, but we start with one question or one loved one, because the call log is usually pretty full, given the fact that the company I use is not having some kind of, you know, stuff go on. Yes. I do answer questions on the YouTube chat. So if you have a question and you are watching on YouTube, please type in your question and I will answer it as soon as I can. I don't get to the questions immediately because the people that called in have been waiting for like 15 minutes before the show to ask a question. Also, if I accidentally miss your question, don't come at me. You skippy. Listen. So, repost your question. Get over it. Like, oh, I don't owe anybody anything. I do it because it's fun and da-da-da. Don't come at me if I accidentally miss you, okay? Okay, that's all I'm saying. And it's tough to watch both the call log and the YouTube log. If you'd like to join the show live, because this show does air on TV, if you would like to join the show live, it's every Monday and Wednesday at noon for noon central for a minimum of 30 minutes. Again, you can, most of the time, 60 minutes. You can call in live 845-277-9131, or you can join us on YouTube. Here we grow again. Here we grow. Kira, hey there. So, yes, the person with the name of Hello, you can post a question here. I'll be happy to answer that. I'm going to go to 814 first. 814, what's your name and where you're from? Hello, 814. No, 814 is gone. I don't know what happened there. They waited like literally 25 minutes, and then unfortunately I lost them. If they call back in, I'm going to have to take them right away because I lost them somehow. Okay, 405, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Heather from Oklahoma.
Hey, Heather. How are you today?
Good. I was calling you back about my son. We talked about his MRI for his heart. And I read the report. I haven't heard back from the doctors yet, but I read the report. And they're leaning toward a Ross procedure, which is basically changing out the valves. I'm just wondering, like, is there anything else that we could possibly do? Because that's really scary to me.
Yeah, that's that literally changing them out, literally like.
Yeah. That's okay. Open heart surgery. Yeah, they'll be doing a Godiva valves and then changing his valve to one of the top ones.
Okay, so unfortunately, I'm asking questions while we're talking, and yes, this is a procedure that does need to be done, but no, you don't need to worry. I don't want to sound, I know that you are very, very stressed and worried, and I would be, one of my nieces had to have a patch put in her heart, and I was freaked out, so I get it.
Yeah.
I get, and this is like way, this is a lot, especially for somebody young. What I'm getting though, however, what I'm getting is everything is going to be tip, like they're using the term tip top for the surgery. It's going to go very well. It will not be problematic in any way. It's going to go, if there is a such thing as a perfect surgery, this would be it, okay? Please, for what it's worth, at least here's like what we like to do. At least they know and it's being taken care of, and he will be in very, very good and capable hands. So please know that. And I know everybody watching this show and listening to this show, I know my peeps are full on amazing, and they will be praying for him also, as well as me. We will all be praying for him and having him in our thoughts and going from there. I hope that I said that correctly. As much as you're going to worry between now and then, and I get that, I still worry about my niece's heart, even though everything is, as they say, said and done and whatever, I still worry. So what I'm going to say is try to minimize your concerns, knowing he's in capable hands and everything will go well. Now, I'm going to tell you, just to let you know, I'm not fluffing stuff in you. As long as he keeps the surgeons that are scheduled for him and everything goes as it's supposed to go, everything should be good. Now, there have been times when I have literally told people, you might want to think about going someplace else to have this done. I feel like there's going to be a problem. I'm not getting any of that for you. So please know that, and please know that as it sits right now, and when it gets closer, you can reach out. As it sits right now, when he has this, everything will be really, really good for him. It will be as close to perfect as a surgery can be. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
You are so, so welcome. I hope this was helpful. And we will be praying for him. I know everybody that listens will be praying and hoping for a speedy recovery for him. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. I want to say hi to Jennifer Hafer. Sandy, so grateful you guys are on with me. Thank you so much. I'm going to go directly to 551. 551.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. Hey, I'm Jennifer from New Jersey. Okay, my situation is I was talking to this person for about 9 months and seeing them on and off and stuff. We've had our moments, but they're just cold not talking to me anymore. Like, can you pick up anything, like what their problem is? Did I scare them away or something? Did I just, like, forget them? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm going to think that might sound a little bit controversial to you or to others, but that's not a grown boy. I mean, that's not even a full-grown boy, let alone a full-grown man, girl.
Really?
Yeah, like a full-grown person.
They're just completely ignoring me.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
They're just completely ignoring my texts, my calls, my everything. And, like, we talked all the time, and they were supposed to come back and see me. And, like, they're just not – they can't be verbal to me. They can't even tell me to get lost.
So I'm going to tell you, I'm not even going to use a term. I'm trying to be funny with that's not a full-grown boy or a full-grown man. Here's what I'm going to tell you. They're emotionally immature. If somebody – and here's the biggest thing for a moment. So just, like –
I'll be quiet.
I can re-listen to the show if you need to. And I'm just going to say a couple quick things, and then I'm going to unmute you. So please don't hang up. I didn't mute you because I'm upset or anything. I just want to be able to spill what Spirit is saying. First and foremost, there are a couple of reasons that people ghost other people. But the biggest thing is if you've tried to have a conversation with this person who has ghosted you and they ghosted you still and they're non-responsive, just block them. And there's a lot of reasons for that. They're not hurt. They're not in the hospital. They're not in prison. And none of that stuff is applicable, okay? If a person ghosts you because they're with somebody else, no longer interested, then you don't want them coming back, and they will never be honest about that. They will never be honest about the fact of, yeah, well, I met this other person, and I thought they might be a little bit better, so I diddled my do over there, and then I found out I really want you, or no, I planned on coming back, so I ghosted you and didn't break up, but I wanted to play for a week or two, so yeah. No, we need to be a little bit more self-confidence and self-esteem when it comes to things like people just cutting off communication, like a partner cutting off communication. Now, the other reason a person might ghost somebody is because the conversation is at a level it's something they don't want to deal with or handle, which tells you they have a very low maturity, emotional maturity level. They don't know how to have these conversations. We are not their mamas or daddies. It's exhausting to try to teach somebody to be emotionally mature. We, 9 times out of 10, can't. They're stunted there for a reason. Now, it doesn't matter if or why somebody ghosts you or just stops talking to you. There's a level of disrespect there that we should not put up with. And if they do it once, they will do it again. Okay? Trust me, I know. If they do it once, they will do it again. And if you're in a situation where this is how somebody gets what they want, because I'm going to tell you girls and guys something. There are many, many books being sold right now on how to psychologically manipulate people to get them to become addicted to you. And ghosting is one of the ways, one of the main things in the book. Crazy to me that people would go to that level to buy books to figure out how to get somebody to be addicted to them or to control them or manipulate. Who does? Who? Just be normal. Just be a good person. Just have a normal relationship. Like, is your game that weak that you have to buy a book or do? I just don't. That's not my. Yeah. Okay. Back to this. I say personally, block this guy. Now you get to do what you want. That's not coming from Spirit. That's just coming from me and every other woman or man out here who has been through this. And get on with your life. He will never answer you the way you want to be answered about what happened with this, because if he could answer what happened, he would have had the conversation as to why it happened, okay? And Raphael Brazilian Poppy says, if a guy ghosts you, they're not worth it. This is coming from a man, okay? So pay attention here. If a guy ghosts you, they're not worth it. If he was, he wouldn't ghost you. He'd communicate and end it respectfully. He's still a kid, not a man. Thank you, Raphael. My point exactly. See, we're on the same page here. I'm going to tell you no truer words have been spoken. And so many times when women hear it from a man, they believe it so much better and so much faster than they do from another woman. And I get that. I'm telling you right now, number one, if he does it once, he'll do it twice, and he'll do it until it's a pattern, okay? And number two, you will never get the truth, and then if you do take him back, you'll always be nervous about what you say and what you do, the topics you bring up, and how you do things, because he just might ghost you again, and you don't want to go through that again, so just walk away. Walk away. Okay, I'm going to unmute you now that I've said all of that.
Ah. I'm okay. So glad I called in. I needed to hear all this.
from Raphael Brazilian Poppy, from me.
Yep.
And,
Keep going. Don't look back. Could I ask another quick question? Very quick or no?
There's a dog.
My neighbor has a dog, and the dog always comes to me. And yesterday, the dog ran for the hills. Do I have a spirit with me or something that scared the dog, or do I have tension and he was afraid? She's afraid of me because she ran for the hills, and I don't usually have that.
Okay, so what
and
I'm
I know they're sensitive, so
they are. And I think that you know you're clear, you're unclear, got the right answers. I think I hear it's your stress and tension from this whole situation. So I'm going to, for you, everybody listening, re-listening, I'm going to do a clearing on stress and tension. So let's clear that now. And that should help because dogs can pick up on that stuff. Pets can pick up on that stuff very, very quickly. Okay, love?
Okay. I thought I just had a spirit that scared them or something.
No.
Okay.
Stress and tension. And thank you. Thank you so very much for calling in. I'm so happy that I could help you. I'm going to go directly to 386. And after 386, I'm going to answer a couple of the questions on YouTube.
Hi, Sandy.
Hey, how can I help you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Cindy, and I'm calling from Florida. Now, let me step aside away from this engine that's running. Okay, you can hear me better. I have one I want to give you a validation. Last time I spoke with you a few weeks back, I was looking for another job. My job had just ended, and you said I would find one that was a really good fit that I loved, and I just started working last week. And so I really like all the people I'm working for, the owner, my main boss, but he has a young, I'm wondering how long, this is going to be a long-term job, as part of the question. And the other part is, are there going to be any issues with, he's put a 20-year-old kid in charge over the people, but he had another guy retire, and I think it's all he had. But he's like, oh, he loves farming. He's really good. We run equipment and tractors. And farming for a huge operation. And this kid is not really good about handling the power and the control. So he's like constantly making digs at everybody and putting them down, insulting what they do. When they're not doing anything wrong. What they did was, you know, he just wants to like keep them under his feet, and he walks around with his hands in his pockets. And I haven't really seen any skills out of this kid. I'm really kind of surprised. I thought he would at least have some experience. And so do you see him being a problem? Is he just very intimidated by people around him having more experience?
Okay, so here's what I'm getting. First of all, I'm hearing he is a young kid, and he does have big shoes to fill, okay? So, that is part of it. He's trying to fill those shoes, and he's trying to, he knows it, people might not respect him for his age or his experience. So he feels maybe like he has to come in a little in this way to get people to listen to him. Otherwise, they might walk over him because they might think, well, he's just a young kid. I mean, you've said that every time you said young kid.
I don't want to say his name on air, but yes.
I get it. They put him in that position for a reason. They obviously have some sort of faith, or he has some sort of education. So what I would say is it'll only be a problem if you let it be a problem. Learn to, what Spirit is saying, learn to not be bothered by the way other people do things. So if this is his management technique, whether he's, you know, 25 or 55, it's his management technique. Don't be bothered by that. Just show up and do what you need to do, and allow yourself to be. Is if you have an abusive employer, and I say this to everybody all the time, if you have a higher up that, or a co-employee that is abusive, just record it. You know, just record it and save it, or take it and say, listen, this is unacceptable. This is happening on a regular. Just record it. So it's never a my word against their word, and you have the evidence. It's right there, and it helps you in the long run. But I would say it's only going to be a problem. So just go in, do what you need to do. If it becomes abusive towards you, I don't feel like, I don't know that it will be, but
do you see this being a long-term good position for me also?
If you want it to be, remember every day, think about the positives of the position and then move forward with that. Okay, love?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an amazing day, and thank you for calling in. I'm going to go online, and I'm going to hope I can catch up with the readings here. Hey, Sandy Sanders. Thanks for joining. Jennifer. Amy, hey. Patrick, hey. Shell or Shelly says, do I have a chance for love? Yes, absolutely. And I do feel like, I'm going to tell you, I do feel like you have the opportunity, the potential for love to come in. I'm hearing two separate dates. One is January, and then one is September. So possibly the one in, if you, you might be with somebody, is there somebody coming in January? Yep. What about September? Okay, I feel, okay, so this is what it could be. I'm just going to call you Shelly or Shell. I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce that because there's an E at the end and well, whatever. Okay, so somebody, I think there's a potential for somebody, Shelly. Thank you, Shelly. Thank you. there's a potential for somebody to come in January, and in September it could level up because it will take that, it has the opportunity to take that next level in September. So please take your in this relationship, take your time, allow things to progress as they're going to, and then in September it will progress. And I know I feel like I'm repeating myself. I want to tell you, when this person comes in January, you might not think this is going to be the person. You're going to think you didn't meet the person, but you met them. The person isn't going to come off aggressive. in the beginning is what I'm getting, sit on how that goes for you. And person, name, hello, you know what? Break that down for me. I'm not here to tell you what to do with your whole big life. Break that down with me, for me. If you're trying to decide between this career and that career, I'm not in charge of your life. I can guide you on choices you're already thinking about making, but break that down for me. Hello. There's that. Thank you. Okay. Next, I'm going to go to Kim. Kim is saying, I think, agreed, a free gift of an organ should be free. So how do we set up an appointment with you? Okay, so to set up an appointment, you go to my website, tonig.info, or you call my business, 2869. Either of those places are the only way that you can set up an appointment with me. And yes, please, Kim, thank you for that comment. Yes, and I haven't read the comments prior to that about anything about the organ, but in the beginning of the show, I was talking about why we can't sell our organs, but the hospital, I believe, resells them, and we're supposed to donate them. Now, let me be clear. Part of that was, if it is my body and my choice, can I not choose to do that? Or does my body, my choice only pertain to one subject? Because then stop calling it my body, my choice. If I want to sell any part of me for anything, is it really my body, my choice? I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. And think of all the people who would have organs if we could do that. And if the hospital is already reselling, if the hospital is getting this organ donated and reselling it, well, that could just come out of the hospital's money, right? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm being naive. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Let's go to the next caller, who is 904. 904, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Pat, and I'm calling from Florida. I just wanted to ask, I'm contemplating moving to a friend's property. She kind of has a small guest house. I just wanted to see if you feel good about that. I'm a little concerned about boundaries and privacy. And if you just think it would be a good situation or not.
Okay, Pat. So what I'm going to say to you is, if you move there, you guys have, prior to moving in, you have to have very strict guidelines as to this is appropriate, this is not, and then you have to like be able to uphold them. I'm going to tell you, if you're not close, if you do not have a good close, like let's have coffee every morning with this person, this might not be the best fit for you. Make sure the ideals that both of you have for this living situation, if she thinks she's getting a new buddy, daily buddy to run around with, and you're thinking you're just getting a place to live, definitely discuss that. I do feel like you are not on the same page on some things. I do feel like a very adult conversation about that will be helpful. So I cannot tell you if it's good or bad. I can tell you I see you need to have a very good conversation, and I do feel like after the conversation you'll know. I feel like you really want to do this, but I feel like you might end up not doing it because there's going to be a conflict of interest here. And the conflict of interest might be one of you views the friendship on a different level or in a different way than the other one does. Now, sometimes that can just mean one person is a lot more controlling or overbearing than the other person is. And you have to have very, you know, strict boundaries when it comes to situation like that. You have to be able to, in a very good way, say, listen, back off, back up. I am going to tell you that if you do move in, it will be complicated for about 6 weeks. And after that, everything will fall into place. But it will be an uncomfortable, it will be uncomfortable on and off for 6 weeks. Okay? So make sure that you have the conversation. After the 6 weeks, I feel like everything smooths out and goes in a good direction. But, and again, if you have that conversation beforehand, and you don't have to say, listen, this is what I want, don't do this, don't do that. You can simply say, I'm the type of person who needs X amount of privacy. I'm the type of person who likes to wake up naturally. I'm the type of person, and then put all your things out. And how does that work for you? So then you have kind of laid your groundwork, okay? It could turn out to be a win if you guys can converse this in a way that's very honest and open. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, my dear. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Please let me know what you decide and how you move forward. I'm going to come over here. Erin wants to know, do I see you buying a house? Yes, yes. I hear February, March is going to be the perfect time. Please do keep in mind all the, when you find a house, do keep in mind all the schematics. I feel like I don't know what that means. I'm sorry that I don't know what that means. But I am going to tell you, please keep in mind all the schematics of it, okay? All of the, I'm sorry, Erin, just the schematics of it. And then I'm going to also tell you that you are going to find the house in February. Probably there's going to be one in February that you're really going to love. Keep in mind the schematics, and right on the end of that, March. And then I feel like in April, all will be said and done if you're very diligent. And I feel like you're going to get a good deal for whatever that means for buying a house at that time. So I hope that was helpful, Erin. And keep watching now, because I feel like some of the houses on the market now, you might find something now and be like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And then the price just slowly drops as you're watching the market. So pay attention to anybody looking to buy a house right now. Pay attention to the market, because we're going to watch houses drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. The house prices are going to be steady coming down. Okay, Jen, Hello wants to know, I've been considering computer science or art or the military. No. Is it art? No. Is it? No. You know what? Hello, don't go any place, because none of those feel right. AI feels right. AI feels right. I hear AI. And you know what? I feel like a total dumb butt right now, hello, because before I was like, break it down, give me something, I'm not here to tell you what to do with your life, and then you break it down, and they're like, no, it's not that, that's not what you're going to do. If you want to be, okay, so if you want to be, I'm going to tell you this, you would be bored with computer science. As a career, whatever you do, it will be very boring. I hear AI, I hear robotics. And if you want to go into the military for either of those, you will be blown away at what comes next. Because the military is doing things we haven't even seen in movies yet. Mm-hmm. The amount of cloning going on in this world, I know, call me crazy. It's okay. I don't mind if you call me crazy. I think you should kind of, person named Hello, I think you should kind of look at either or both of those areas and see what you find, and you'll be very, 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 very amazed by it. And you're right, Jennifer, selling an organ really does mean somebody stealing your organ, right? Oh, that's part of the whole trafficking thing going on right now. Thank you, Jules. Hey, Miss Jules, how are you? Okay. Hello, really look into that. Start researching AI and robotics and what the military is offering in it. And I feel like, I feel like you have, like, even if, okay, I'm going to say this in a way, I'm going to try not to be insulting because it's a very big compliment. Oftentimes people that are really brilliant or intelligent, it doesn't show always in their grades because they're so bored in school. But if you give them the right subject, they freaking fly with it, fly with it. And I feel like if you are given an open range in that area, you'll be like a mad scientist, but not a mad scientist. Don't be bad. You'll be like, oh my gosh, let's play sort of thing going on. So please look into that and see what you think. Even if you don't go with the military, I mean, the military has all the, what they're doing with some of that stuff is crazy. So that's where you get the way ahead of the game stuff. Is what I'm hearing intuitively. But even if you did it just in college, for college, you would be one very sought after for employment because everything is going artificial intelligence. Everything is going robotics. I mean, in a short number of years here where a lot of things are going to go. Okay, let me get back to some callers here. I think I did 863. 904 and 863. I'm going to go to 814. 814, what's your name? Calling from?
Hi, this is Amy, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Amy, how can I help you today?
I was calling. I have some medical issues that are going on, and I wanted to see if you felt that they would get resolved.
Yeah. Okay, so the first thing I hear is food, and then food and diet is really important for you with some of these medical issues. And I hear clean it up. Now, you might be on a very clean diet. I'm not saying you're not. You might be on a very healthy diet. I'm not saying you're not. But what I'm going to give you a for example using myself. I love kale, yeah, and spinach, and I can't eat them because they work against my thyroid function. So if I'm eating a lot of kale and broccoli and spinach, it's going against everything I'm doing naturally to heal my thyroid. So those things are very healthy, but they're not good for me personally. So what I'm hearing is eat for, like, you may have a very healthy diet or a very healthy eating patterns and habits, but you may need to change a few of those things based on some of the health issues that you're experiencing. And once you figure out what foods work for you and what foods are working against you, it's going to resolve some of your issues, and then you'll be able to conquer the rest of them. But yes, you are going to resolve all of them, okay?
Okay.
I hope that was
Thank
really
you
helpful.
So much.
You are so, so welcome, and I hope you have an amazing rest of the day. I'm going to go to 646. Oh, 646,
Hi.
What's your name? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carla calling from New York. My question, I'm wondering if you can pick up anything about my daughters. They're adults, but they're both dating guys that my husband and I are not very excited about for various reasons. And I understand, obviously, it's their life and they're learning. But I'm just wondering if you see this as long-term for both my daughters, these guys.
Okay. So, here's what I'm going to, one of them is going to be a little bit longer term than the other one. And yeah, you know what? I will say to you, dating in today's world, no matter what age you are, is very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
Than you can imagine. And I want to make so freaking many jokes right now. I do. I just want to go off on this whole joke thing, but people might get offended and not understand I'm joking. Here's what I'm going to say. If they found someone who makes them happy in any way, you let them be with that person for a while. Even if you feel like this person isn't the person you imagine them being with, if they are with this person, it's a lesson and or a blessing. Or they're either learning what they need to learn about things for the next, or it's a blessing. And we don't always, you know, I have a lot of friends that are, you know, in relationships, and I can see how those people are perfect for each other, but they wouldn't be necessarily maybe my choice of person to be with. But that's not for me to say. So the sooner that mm-hmm. you just accept they're learning from these people and kind of get on board.
No, I realize that. Like I said, they're probably, I know people come into our lives for a reason. I'm just, obviously, as a parent, I'm looking at it from a different angle, and I can't tell them what to do. And I'm actually keeping silent because I don't want them to be angry. You know, if I keep saying, no, he's not the one for you, get rid of him, that's not going to be very good. I know that. So I'm keeping silent. I was just wondering if intuitively or if you heard anything from the angels, like, is this going to be long-term for both of them? Like, are these guys going to be the one, or is there someone better on the horizon, at least, you know, for...
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you really, you know, never tell somebody this isn't the person for you. Instead, ask open-ended questions the way a counselor would.
Yeah, and that no, open-ended like I said, question- I don't say that. Yeah, I don't say that. I do have a background in counseling.
So then you know, if you have a background in counseling, then you know that the best thing to do is to treat it like a therapy session for a minute and then move on. Here's what happened. A lot of people realize this. I hope you're still listening, and I don't have very much time left on the show, and I'm sorry that I muted you because I don't have a lot of time left on the show, and I don't want to here's what I've learned. And I know that you know this too, having a background in counseling. The moment you say something negative about somebody that a person is with, every single person in the world, their natural inclination is to defend that person. They could be screaming for 10 minutes about how this person is a A, B, and C because they did this, and the moment you agree, they start defending them. It's their natural thing. It's natural. Okay? I've heard men complaining that their woman cheated, and the moment you know, you're like, oh my God, she cheated. You must be, but she's a really good mother and she's a really good wife. And it's the only thing she did bad because now you're going against the person they, they love or they want to be with. So even people who physically abuse people, the moment you speak out against that, like he physically, oh, but you know, he's not like that. So the way again, is to ask, how do you feel like he's going to do with children? How do you feel? Like, ask those open-ended questions and allow them to find their own way. I know it's a very difficult thing to watch somebody be with somebody that you might feel might not be the perfect person, but one of the questions to ask, and in a way that's not obvious, is this who you thought you'd end up with? Is this who you want your child to be with? Because children grow up to be like one of the parents or to be with one of their parents, somebody who's like one of their parents. So that is the honest say to you about that situation. And then the other, and I know with a counseling background, the sooner you get on board with these guys, the sooner they're probably going to lose them, because young adults tend to still be, especially girls, a little bit rebellious against, well, if my mom or dad doesn't like them, I'm keeping them. I'll show them. They're not going to tell me what to do anymore. So please, please know that. And really look at the gene pool out there right now. I mean, girls, boys that are single, my peeps that are single, right? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. 863 Jules, I am so sorry. See, here's the thing, folks, when I go back and forth between the chat and the call log, I lose my place. And I apologize so much for that. I'm going to go to 863.
Yes. It's me. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming back to me.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know how you keep up. So.
I don't. Apparently, I just don't. I'm missing things that people are saying on the chat because I'm trying to, like I can't, there's a lot I can do, but yes. Okay, so Jules, let's get to your question. What do you want to know, love? Because the timer is ticking down, love.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask about moving. I live in Florida now, and I'm wanting to move to Kansas City area because that's where my daughter lives. So wanted to see what you get for that.
Yeah, and I hear the sooner the better. I hear you're going to be like, this sounds so ridiculous. I'm just going to say, as soon as you cross the border, which is actually the state line, you're going to be all in again. You're going to be like, I'm a cheese, I'm this, I'm that. Like, you're going to be so all in on it. It's not even funny. I feel like it's going to be a really good move. But I feel like the energy of Kansas City fits your energy really well. So I do feel like that will be a really good thing for you also, okay? And remember, I'm just going to say, we look at decisions sometimes and we think this has to be my ever after. Oh, I'm moving to Kansas City. I'm going to be there for the – it doesn't have to be. You can move there for 6 months, a year, 5 years, have an amazing experience there, and then go to the next place. It doesn't have to be your ever after decision. I think for moving there, you're going to have an amazing experience. But if it ever stops being that amazing experience, guess what? You can hit it to the next place, right? You don't have to go like, oh my gosh, this is it forever now. I'm trapped here. Like, sometimes that's how I think about marriage, folks. Like, I can't. I don't know. Just stay out of here. Like, I will commit to be with the person forever. Just do not make me sign a piece of paper saying that.
Yes. Yes.
I'm out.
So
I'm
true.
Done. I'm out. I'm not doing it. We are not. There is. Listen, if things don't work out, I just don't want to stand in front of a judge and say, well, you know what? It didn't work out so well. How much of my stuff do they get? How much of their stuff do no, I'm more
exactly,
the middle of the night and sneak out the back door.
Yeah, well, it's a legal contract, so yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I totally feel like if you go to Kansas City, you will not regret it. It will be a really good experience for as long as you choose to be there. Okay, love?
Okay. I just wanted to ask timing-wise because I'm kind of having a little bit of a challenge finding, like, housing in my price range. So do you get, like, a best time so that everything sort of comes together with housing and making the move?
Okay. I feel like it's going to be about a month and a half until you find something, and then about the three-month mark when you're going to be literally boots on the ground there. I feel like in about
okay,
a month
perfect.
And a half, this is what, mid? Are we in mid-November, December? That would put us at the beginning of the year. And I do feel like at the beginning, like in about a month and a half, you're going to find someplace that's really reasonable and good. Make sure you're double checking. I say in all my shows, do the reverse lookup of the phone number for the supposed landlord. Don't send money until you boots on the ground and you're in it. And even then, look up the tax ID with the landlord's name to make sure this is really the person that owns the property. They'd be scamming out there, folks. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be scamming. Okay, so
yeah.
I'm going to say about a month and a half, you're going to find a really good place in your price range, and everything's going to work out. And I do feel like then in about – at about the three-month mark, you're going to be there moved in, okay? I feel like it is going to be a good move. Now, again, don't look at it as now I'm here forever. If you end up there forever, it's because you love it. But remember, you can always, you know, find another world that fits you, okay, sweetie?
Yes. Thank you so much. That was awesome. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure, and I'm so sorry that I missed you. So, okay, folks, I you heard the 90-second mark. I have, like, less than a minute. I want to say I love each and every one of you so stinking much. Jennifer, I love that you have psychic children, and I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody's questions. Hey, Lolly. Mo is here, too. Hey, Mo. Oh, my gosh, I love you guys so much. I will be back Monday at noon. What's today? Is today's the Wednesday show, right? Yep, I'm going to be back Monday at noon. I adore each and every one of you, and I wish I had, like, 10 more minutes to tell you how grateful I am that you spend this time with me and that we get to laugh and joke and do all of this. So thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. Okay, until Monday, have an absolutely phenomenal weekend. On Monday, I want to hear what y'all did over the weekend. I expect some good stories. Okay, we'll talk soon. Thank you.